Ladies and gentlemen, good morning and welcome to the VRL Logistics Q2 and FY26 earnings conference call hosted by ICICI Securities Limited. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on date of this call. These statements are not guarantees of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Mohit Lohia from ICICI Securities for the opening remarks. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yeah, hi. Good morning, everyone. Thank you for joining us today for Q2 and H1 FY26 earnings call of VRL Logistics Limited. First of all, I would like to thank management for providing us the opportunity to host this call. From management, we have Mr. Sunil Nalavadi, CFO of the company. So without further delay, I would now hand over the call to Mr. Nalavadi for the opening remarks. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Mohit. Good morning to everyone, and a warm welcome to VRL Logistics Limited Quarter 2 and first half year of FY26 earnings conference call. Just, I want to highlight the quarterly performance to start with. During the quarter ended September 2025, VRL Logistics demonstrated resilience and disciplined execution in an evolving market environment. The period was marked by changes in GST regulations and the strategic rationalization of low-margin contracts. Despite these factors, our performance remained stable, with total income of rupees 804 crores, broadly flat compared to year-on-year basis. The tonnage declined by around 11% year-on-year basis, primarily due to the deliberate exit from low-margin business, but it's encouraging to note that volume showed a 4% sequential recovery, indicating improving demand and the return of some previously lost customers. Realization per ton stood at around 8,079 rupees per ton compared to 7,852 rupees per ton in Q1 FY26 and 7,241 rupees as it was in Q2 of FY25, a growth of 2.9% quarter-on-quarter and 11.6% year-on-year basis. The quarter witnessed a short-term demand moderation following GST-related policy changes as customers across sectors, particularly in consumer durables, electronic products, agriculture products, footwear, and ready-made garments, etc., adopted a cautious stance. This temporarily impacted volumes, but we view this as a transitory phase. We expect volume recovery to strengthen in the coming quarter, supported by better traction across key customer segments. Our marketing team continues to focus on acquiring high-quality, profitable contracts and expanding in unpenetrated regions. Our pan-India network remains one of our biggest strengths, comprising 1,243 branches and 50 transshipment hubs. During the quarter, we added around nine branches and closed seven, and net addition of around two branches, particularly in Eastern India, as a part of our strategy to deepen regional presence and strengthen last-mile connectivity. The EBITDA for the quarter stood at 158 crores, up from 136 crores in Q2 FY25, a 17% year-on-year growth, supported by cost optimization and improvement in realizations. Our fuel cost, the largest expenditure component, reduced from 28.6% to 25.6% of total income in Q2 of FY26, driven by bulk procurement from refineries, which increased to 41% from 35% in Q2 FY25, and improved sourcing. Lorry charges also declined from 5.7% to 4.4% to total income, following better fleet utilization and ongoing route optimization initiatives. Our own fleet stood at around 5,782 vehicles as of September 2025, compared to 6,158 last year, reflecting the rationalization of older and less efficient vehicles to optimize maintenance and utilization. Employee costs increased to 18.3% of total income versus 16.9% in the last year, primarily due to salary revision implemented in August to reward our workforce. We consider this as a strategic investment in our people and future growth. The net profit for the quarter stood at 50 crores as compared to 36 crores, with a growth of around 39% year-on-year basis. For H1 FY26, the total income grew by 1% year-on-year basis, while EBITDA stood at around 316 crores versus 237 crores in H1 25, translating into an EBITDA margin of around 20%, and PAT for the first half nearly doubled to 100 crores from 49 crores, with a margin improving from 3% to 6.4%. The left-hand truckload segment continues to be our core business, contributing about 89% of our total revenues, while the balance came from the FTL segment. CapEx for first half year ended September 25 stood at around 43 crores, of which 23 crores were deployed towards covering EE's branches or hubs into own facilities across key locations, such as Ernakulam, Salem and Tumkur industrial area in Karnataka. And the CapEx for the quarter stood at 29 crores. We continue to make selective investments in high potential locations to enhance company-owned practice or such, which will be predominantly funded through internal accruals supported by our strong balance sheet and healthy cash flows. In first half year of FY26, the cash flow from operations improved significantly to 334 crores from 217 crores. Driven by higher operating margins and tighter working capital discipline. Receivable days remain at around 12 days, among the lowest in the Indian logistic industry, and the net debt of the company stands at around 304 crores as compared to 396 crores at the end of March 2025. Due to improvement in the margin, our company return on capital employed has been reached to 18% as against the 14% for FY25. Looking ahead, we expect freight volumes to improve in H2 FY26, supported by new customer additions, incremental volumes from our large existing customer base, normalization of GST-related disruptions, and enhanced marketing initiatives across key hubs and deeper penetration into newer markets. Our focus remains on operational efficiency, profitable growth, and delivering sustained value to our shareholders. Now, I conclude my initial remarks with this. Now, I request participants to ask any questions to respond from my end. Thank you.
Thank you so much, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use headset while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question comes from the line of Alok Deora from Motilal Oswal. Please go ahead, sir.
Good morning, sir. Good morning. Sir, just had a couple of questions. First is on the volume. How has been the trend, because of this change in the GST rates? Have you seen any sharp change in the volume in the end of September and also during October? Just first question was on that.
Yeah, basically, the government has announced during the August 15 about indicative changes in the GST. And because of that reason, some of the products, whatever 12%, they have straight away said 12 and 28% to be removed. So those category products have been impacted from August 15 to September 22 until the announcement and clarity from the government. But subsequently, yes, demand of these products have been improved. And since we are accounting the revenue based on the delivery basis, most of these revenues have not been accounted in September because of at least around 4 to 5 days transit time from the date of booking. So some of these revenues have been accounted in the month of October, and the additional volumes have been contributed in the month of October on account of this.
Sure. So, have you seen any sustained improvement, or it is more like just those 20 days of, before the cut, the volumes were soft, and after the cut, the volumes have just compensated?
Sustained growth, especially for us, is concerned. The reason is, we are operating at a 5% GST, which is lowest applicable GST rate for the transportation of goods. And since most of the commodities have been shifted from 12% to 5% or 0%, or in some cases 18% to 5% or 0%, so those commodities always they focus how to reduce the cost or how to reduce the input tax credit. So since we are one of the category in the 5% rate of GST, definitely we are expecting good volumes from these category of commodities.
Got it. So, sir, in 2Q, we saw this 11% decline. How do we see the trend ahead now? Because I think even in 3Q, we could, because we have let go of low-margin customers. So that's why the volumes have been coming down YOY. So, 3Q, again, we'll see a minor decline, or 3Q could see be the turnaround in terms of the volume growth coming back?
Yeah, again, in compared to Q1 and Q2, how we improved 4%, but we are expecting from Q2 to Q3, again, there will be improvement in the range of at least around 5% plus, 5 to 6% what we are expecting. And in Q4, there will be a growth in tonnage by at least around 7 to 8%. That's what is the rough estimate. And on full year basis, the overall, there will be reduction of around 4 to 5% in tonnage. But if the same realizations have been maintained, overall the revenue growth for the full year will be around 4%.
Got it. Just last question. Margins, we have taken this employee wage hike and stuff. So margins have been around, core EBITDA margin has been around 19%. So is that number sustainable ahead, or we could see some moderation there?
Yeah, definitely it is sustainable. And employee cost, as we mentioned, actually we have given an increment from the month of August. There will be 1 month additional cost will be there in the next quarter. And we are expecting that because of increase in the tonnage, we are expecting that we will maintain the EBITDA margin in the range of around 19%.
Got it. Thank you, sir. That's all from my side. All the best.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you, sir. Our next question comes from the line of Mukesh Saraf from Avidis Spark. Please go ahead, sir.
Yes, sir. Good morning, and thank you for the opportunity. Just continuing on the tonnage side of the tonnage growth side of the business. I mean, when I look at this quarter, the number of trucks that you have come down. So you've not had any gross additions, but you've had some scrappage of trucks. And the branch addition also, I mean, YOY it's down, QOQ is about two branches that you've added. So, I mean, so we've not added trucks, we've not really added too many branches, and you're expecting volume growth to start here from 3Q. So just trying to kind of, I suppose, all these three together, how should we think, how is this volume growth going to come, sir? Like last quarter, you had mentioned some of the customers that had kind of left you have come back. Maybe it could give some more sense on where we are going to start seeing this sequential volume growth from, of say, 5%, 7% in the next two quarters that you mentioned.
Yeah.
Is it like some regional, any new markets, new sectors, and could you see more color?
No, just I want to clarify that most of the tonnage decline is because of some of the rationalization exercise what we did. And we are expecting that there will be most of the turnaround from the customers which have already been lost because they are not getting expected service from the other transporters. Just to give some clarification on these numbers, so basically in quarter 1 to quarter 2 what happened, we lost the tonnage from the existing customers. The customers who have been left in the quarter 2 is around 12% of the total tonnage. But whereas the customers what we added, the 14% of the tonnage is added because of the addition of the new customers. And there is a growth in tonnage from the existing customers by around 2%. For summarizing all these three, actually overall we gained a total tonnage of 4%. And similarly, on the year-on-year basis also, the tonnage from the new customer is around 20%. That kind of a tonnage we added from the new customers. This is mainly on account of the branch expansion exercise, whatever we did in the last few years. Because of that, actually, we are in a position to add these new customers. And because of the rate rationalization, we lost customers to the extent of around 20% of our tonnage. And there is a decline from the existing customer around 10 to 11%. So after summarization of all these three, overall there is a decline in tonnage of 11%. Now in coming quarters, what is going to happen? Again, the contribution from the new customer, definitely it is going to improve. And there will be very, very less in the case of the loss of customer on account of rate increase, because we have not at all increased in the rate from the last two quarters. And similarly, we are expecting that there will be good volume growth from the existing customers. So with that backup, actually we are expecting that at least in quarter 2 to quarter 3, definitely we are expecting around 4 to 5% growth. And that growth will continue in quarter 4 as well.
Okay, but we'll not need to add more trucks, sir, because our net number of trucks have gone down sequentially.
See, trucks currently, what is happening on an overall basis, if you see, the engagement of outside vehicles has been substantially reduced. The lorry service has also came down. And there will be some, where actually even there is an improvement is possible in the existing fleet. So that actually we are going to optimize in the next one or two quarters. And if required, whatever additional capacity is required to handle the additional tonnage, to that extent we will engage the outside vehicles.
Right, so we'll have to go back to maybe increasing the outside vehicles, which can impact the margins for that incremental tonnage.
Not necessary, but definitely there will be synergy in utilization of the existing capacity also. That will add to some margins.
Okay. Understood, sir. And second is on the employee cost. I mean, you said the new wage hikes have been in effect from August, is what you said?
Yeah.
Okay, so basically, 3Q is when will be the full quarter impact of this higher employee cost.
Yeah, there will be another 1 month additional cost will be there.
Right, so it can be maybe about 160 crores. I mean, we're at 147 in 2Q. So it can be about 160 odd crores, that number?
No, the average increment in employee cost is around 6 crores per month.
6 crores per month?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Understood. And just lastly, CAPEX, I mean, any new hubs, what's the plan there? I think we've added 8-9 hubs in the last, say, year or so, own hubs, I'm saying. So, any CAPEX that is planned to kind of add owned hubs?
Yeah, in the first half year, we incurred a CAPEX of around 43 crores. Out of this, 23 crore is related to the, conversion of the investment into the branch and hubs. And in the second half, actually, we are expecting that there will be investment of around 130 to 140 crores for the investment in the branches and transshipment hubs. That's what actually we have expecting or estimating the investment in the capital expenditure. And apart from that, there will be around 10 to 20 crores other capital expenditure. So in second half year, actually, we are expecting the total capital expenditure of around 160 crores or so.
Got it, sir. All right, sir. Thank you. I'll get back in the queue.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir. Our next question comes from the line of Disha Gitya from Ashika Institutional Equity. Please go ahead, ma'am.
Thank you for the opportunity, sir. So my first question is regarding the cash flow for investment activities that you have highlighted, that the 43 crores, it includes around 23 for lease branches conversion. So could you give some sense on it, like how many branches have we converted from to own and what is the rationale behind it?
No, in 23 crore investment is just around 3 to 4 locations, and these are all investment not in the hubs, and it is at a key branches. So basically, some of the critical areas where actually we are not getting the additional space of the godown or so, and we are unable to operate our vehicles in those areas, where we identified those locations and invested into these properties, especially in Salem, Ernakulam, and one industrial area in outside Bangalore border. It is a Tumkur, it falls under Tumkur city area. There it is, coming up with a very big industrial area. There actually we invested into one property.
Okay. My next question is regarding that now, since there's a kind of a slowdown in branch addition, what is the growth of volume growth that we are seeing in the branches that had been added in last financial year?
No, basically the new customer addition, what I mentioned, again it is from the existing market as well as the new market. So on a year-on-year basis, around 20% of the tonnage what it is contributed, actually it is all from the new customers.
Okay.
And similarly, on a quarter-on-quarter basis also, around 14% of the tonnage actually contributed from the new customers. So my count here is the branch expansion and whatever product-wise expansion and product-wise some of the policies what company has made, actually that has been facilitated to do this rate rationalization. Without that expansion, without that branch expansion or network expansion, this rate rationalization was not at all possible. So because of that backup, actually we are in a position to do the rate rationalization and increase the margins.
All right. Thank you. That's it from that.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Janusha from Equirus Securities Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir. Thanks for the opportunity. First question on the employee cost side. So what we have guided was around 2% impact on the EBITDA and 3% for the third and fourth quarter. However, impact has been lower during this quarter. Of course, part of the same has been part of the freight cost, but overall impact has been lower, below 1%. Is it the new normal that we can take into account, or is there been some more increase that we can see from the third quarter onwards? And of course, over the past what we have seen in the employee cost is that we have been doing the hikes and all those things during this third quarter only. So everything has now been accounted for, and this is the new normal that we can take into account.
Yeah, this is a new normal, and year on year, which is just we indicated in the last, our statement. Basically, if you see year on year basis, it has increased from 16.9% to 18.3%. That is a change in the employee cost, almost around 1.4%. And there is an increment in vehicle running and repair expenses also. There is 4.7% to 5.2%. Again, this 0.5% is on account of increase in the employee cost itself. Means the drivers increase whatever we do. That is most of the cost is accounting in vehicle running expenses rather than employee cost.
Got it. And sir, what would be the reason for the other expense and other income both going up during the quarter? Is it profiting sale on loss of on the sale of assets, or is there any one of as well? Because the quarterly rented as
loss on sale of vehicle is because of the accounting entry, but similar amount we are realizing by way of sale of scrap material, that income is increased. But there is some of the administrative expenses also increased, like professional fee, and even some of the traveling expenses also increased. On account of that is increased.
Got it. Any quantum sir that you can provide for loss of sale of asset during 1H or 2K and also the scrap sale in the other income that we would have booked?
Yes. Yeah, in quarter 2, we accounted
So, which was that you're not speaking on mute?
Yeah, around 10 crores actually it's on account of sale of scrap material, the income, and the loss on sale of assets is around 5 crores.
This is a bookie number or Ganesh number?
It is first half year, 3 months.
Okay.
6 months.
Got it.
Only quarter two, the loss is around 2 crores, loss on sale of the quarter.
Okay.
Only for the quarter. And sale of scrap is around 4 crores.
Got it. So from a strategy perspective, if you see your last probably 1 year and a quarter, so
you changed it from a volume-based company to a value-based company, and then you have now been, we can say, being a good profitable company for a consecutive quarters. However, the one of the key factors has been volume, which has been lagging probably for few quarters, and growth has not been coming. Rather, it is degrowing in a double-digit kind of a number. And what market generally asks for is the volume growth moving forward. So, is this strategy of being value-based company wherein we focus on the profitability and not on the volume will continue? And is there any more hikes that we are expecting in the realization which will come? Is there any, we can say, any in the low-margin contract which is part of the 2Q will eventually go out in 3Q, 4Q, which will lead to a better realization? And along with that, margin trajectory is largely expected to be similar as what we have done in the 2Q?
No, the rate rationalization exercise is already completed. So actually that has been started in the last financial year itself. In the month of June or July of the last year we started. Now by end of March, April actually we completed everything. There will not be any further rate rationalization as of now. But currently what we are focusing for the volume, for increasing the volumes. For that purpose actually, as I said, we are identifying the customers actually where the and we are concentrating more on the service to capture more of the additional customers. Not only that, even the customers who have temporarily lost or even they reduce their volumes. Slowly actually we are gaining and we have clearly we are establishing gain in those volumes also. So that's the reason we are very optimistic that definitely quarter on quarter basis around 4 to 5% growth in volume is possible.
Got it, sir. Got it. That's it for my side. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, anyone who wishes to ask a question, press star one on the touchtone telephone. Our next question comes from the line of Mr. Archal Lorde from Nuvama Wealth Management. Please go ahead. Yes, sir. Please go ahead.
Mr. Archal,
can you hear us?
Yeah, please. I am unable to hear the question.
If you can hear us, please respond, Mr. Archal Lahade. Since there is no response, we'll move forward to the next speaker shareholder. Our next speaker is Madhur Rathi from Counter Cyclical Investment. Please go ahead.
Number?
Yeah, please.
So, as a percentage of revenue, sir, how much do we see declining over the next maybe two to three years?
No, will you repeat your question, please?
Okay, got it. Sir, our freight and service cost as a percentage of our revenue has seen a very good improvement in FY25, as well as we can see it in FY26. So, where do we see this as a percentage of our revenue on a steady state basis, maybe over the next 2 to 3 years, sir, can you see further improvement in this number?
No, it will be maintained at around 5% or so. The vehicle running repair and maintenance cost is around 5% of the revenue. It will be continued at this level.
I was asking about the total freight handling and the service cost as a percentage of our sales.
Freight handling cost, predominantly it is a fuel cost. Fuel is contributing, almost around 25 to 26% of the cost is related to fuel cost. So there actually, we are having a optimum ratio percentage as of now. And currently, out of the total fuel purchase, around 40-41% actually we are procuring from the, refineries, where we are saving almost around 7 to 8 rupees per liter as compared to the normal retail price in India. And that price is always fluctuating. So the gap may, sometimes it may reach to, you know, 4-5 rupees, or it may reach extend up to 10-12 rupees also. But we are expecting that going forward with this kind of a fuel rate about they are today, so definitely the percentage of the fuel expenses will be 25-26%. And we are planning to add even one or two more additional own fuel pumps to increase this quantity from the refinery. Currently it is around 40-41%, and with the addition of another two pumps, one in Visakhapatnam and Chennai we are planning, if these two pumps are started, then again the percentage may increase around 43-44% to the total fuel quantity. So there will be some improvement in, definitely there will be some reduction in fuel percentage once these two pumps will start. But on an overall basis, we are having now optimum level, and that's the reason the EBITDA level is also around 19% or so as of now.
Got it. Sir, do we do a tire heat treading in-house, or this is outsourced, and can this be taken in-house to reduce our cost for this?
No, we are not doing any retreading, but we are selling the used tires. Up to certain level, we use it and sell it. And even from the existing supplier also, we are having a buyback arrangement. After the usage, actually, the companies themselves will buy back these tires.
Got it. And sir, on a longer term, sir, what kind of investment are we planning maybe over the next 1 or 2 years in terms of new warehouses as well as vehicle addition, if we can expect over the next 2 to 3 years?
So, vehicle addition in next half, so there will be very small portion of investment, say around 10 to 20 crores investment will be there on the vehicle side. But we are planning to invest around 130-140 crores in the assets, the land and building we are planning. That will be, you know, some of the locations have been already identified and some of the properties also finalized. So we are expecting that around that kind of investment in next half year. So total capex will be in the range of around 160 crores in next half year. And considering the volume growth and again the business opportunities, then we will invest in the vehicles in next financial year.
Got it. Sir, thank you so much and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Our next question comes from the line of Anshul from MK Global. Please go ahead.
Hi, morning, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, you alluded that in H2 as well, we will not be adding many vehicles, as many vehicles as we probably did in the last few years. Is it that utilization level on the hub-to-hub route, does that allow us to sort of work with the same set of vehicles despite expecting higher volumes?
Yeah, basically what we did, even quarter 1 to quarter 2, you see whatever 4% the tonnage has been increased, most of the tonnage has been carried through our existing vehicles because of the route rationalization, and most of the vehicles, it is the optimum level actually we have utilized. Even turnaround time of the vehicles have been increased, and whatever driver incentives actually we have provided, more of the incentives are related to their efficiency. So because of that, actually the turnaround time of the vehicles, we are expecting, you know, further improvement in these vehicles. And apart from that, because of the route rationalization and, you know, connectivity of these particular vehicles, again we are expecting some improvement in the efficiency going forward.
Well, so what would be the current hub-to-hub utilization levels for our trucks?
See, hub-to-hub utilization always will go with the full capacity, but turnaround time actually it may cause some delays are happening. You know, there is further improvement is needed in the turnaround time. We are focusing on those areas to improve the turnaround time so that it can do a more loads in a particular time.
Got it. Could you just indicate what is the current turnaround time and what would be our target?
See, currently on an average, it's doing around 4 to 5 trips between the hubs, on an average I'm saying. So there is a scope for improvement in that area. Even at least around 5-6% improvement, it will lead to more kilometers by the existing vehicle itself.
Got it. Second question.
And moreover, what we are doing, actually, we are concentrating on, again, branch-to-branch transportation also, rather than connecting to the hub. So, wherever major branches are collecting directly routes, say, for example, to give some few examples, we are having one branch in Bangalore. Say, it is mainly for the textiles and cloth materials. So, whatever material we are carrying from Surat to Bangalore, so rather than going to the transshipment hub in Bangalore, that vehicle is going to directly branch itself. So that what will happen, there will not be any further loading and unloading in the hub. And directly that vehicle can be unloaded in a delivery branch and again come back to transshipment hub. Because of this, definitely there will be improvement of at least around 6 to 7 hours hour utilization in that particular vehicle. Like this, we have identified many branches. The direct branch can take the delivery of the goods. So accordingly, we are exercising these options and directly vehicles are going to delivery branches and unloading the goods. And similarly, on the loading front also, wherever the bookings are happening in a major city from one particular branch, where vehicle is directly going from branch to delivery branch itself, rather than connecting to the hub. These are all exercises actually we are doing, and this exercise has been started from the last 1 year. And there is still improvement is possible in this area.
Got it, sir. Second question was on these GST rate cuts or rather hikes for GTAs. The gap between probably the reverse charge and the forward charge mechanism has sort of widened. Does this sort of strengthen the unorganized players and especially does this sort of weaken express players proposition in the PTL space?
Yeah, definitely. See, the one is not precisely the unorganized. Actually, who are the organized players in this category, 5% category, they are going to get more benefit. Since we are at a 5% GST rate, and definitely we are expecting more benefit from the various commodities which have been, the GST rates have been reduced. And just to give some example, see, I want to highlight that the ready-made garments. Earlier, the ready-made garment is for the garment for if value is less, 1000 rupees and less, it was fall under 5% category. And if it is more than that, actually it was under 12% slab. Now what happened, always we used to get more of a, ready-made garments which are valuing the 1000 rupees piece or lesser than that. Now what happened, that limit has been enhanced to 2500. Per piece, if any value less than 2500, then now it will fall under 5% category. And more than 2500 per piece, now it has been increased to 18%. So because of this, what is happening, whatever commodities are falling in this category, we are getting more demand from these products. And similarly, footwear also, earlier one pair, 1000 rupees and less than 1000 rupees, it was around 5%. And more than that, it was under 12%. Now that limit is enhanced to 2500. Now per pair value, whatever less than 2500 is there, we are getting more demand on such products. Even the existing customers actually who are already we are servicing, the commodity of those products in this category have been increased in the month of October.
Got it. Just one last question. Any target for net branch additions in FY26?
Yeah, definitely. We are identifying more and more new locations. And in the meantime, actually, what we are planning, again, it is very initial stages again. We are concentrating to add some good number of franchises instead of company-owned branch in the newer area. That's what the plan is. We are doing some exercise. If at all that plan is true, then we will add good number of agencies rather than the company-owned branches.
Sure. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir. Our next question comes from the line of Mukesh Saraf from Everyday Spark. Please go ahead, sir.
Yes, sir. Just one follow-up question. You mentioned about certain spillovers from September to October. Could you give some sense on how much that could have been, the spillover? And also, if you could give us how October has been for us in terms of volume.
Yeah, October, till the date of the festival, we recorded very good volume, but post that always most of the business activities will be halted. Were halted, and almost around 7 to 8 days
will not be much of a loading, unloading or any booking and delivery happen. So considering that, again, on a full month basis, there is a reduction in tonnage as compared to last year. But mm-hmm. it is in line with what growth actually we anticipated.
Okay. And the spillover, sir? I mean, what could have been actually in September which got spilled over for food?
Around 2% of the revenue, 2% of the tonnage.
2% of the tonnage in the quarter?
Tonnage has been spilled over the month.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Right, sir. Thank you so much. I'll get back.
Thank you, sir. Our next question comes from the line of Jay Mehra from Nuvama Wealth Management. Please go ahead.
Sir, this is Ashwin here. Thank you for the opportunity. Am I audible now?
Yeah, please.
Yes. Sir, the first question I have, you did mention that the customers are coming back to us, given they are not getting adequate service. If you could help us understand, what percentage is come back or coming back, how the trend has been in 1Q and 2Q. Like, let's say if you have deliberately exited 100 tons, how much of that has come back? Any quantification you could help us with?
Yeah, actually I indicated the percentage. Now, on a year-on-year basis, in this quarter, the quarter two, the contribution from the new customer is around 14% of the tonnage. And
okay,
the tonnage of the lost customer as compared to last year is around 12%. 12% of the tonnage we lost year on year basis on account of rate rationalization.
Right. But when you say new customer, I presume you mean actually not the old customer coming back, right?
Quarter on quarter basis what I am saying. Quarter on quarter basis. See, year on year basis, addition from the new customer is around 20% and the tonnage lost from the existing customer is around 20%. The customers who have completely left our service. And the decline in the tonnage from the existing customers around 11%. So overall basis, we lost a tonnage of around 11%.
Sorry, just to be clear, on a YY basis, 20% is the new customer contribution. 20% is basically the lost volume because the customers completely left. And there is a 11% decline in the existing customer volume. And the decline would be on what account? What is the reason for this steep decline of 11% on the existing customers?
No, basically, for some of the customers, what is happening currently, we are operating, we are handling around 100 routes of the customers. Now, instead of 100 routes, some 50-60 routes, actually, they will give it to other transporter and they will continue 40-50 routes with us. Like that.
Okay.
They have converted to other transporter and some portion they are continuing with us.
And the reason for diversion is because of the price, because of the better
because
service
the
from others?
Because they have stick on to, with us from very long time. Now, because of this, the rate rationalization, temporarily they have shifted to other transporters. And actually, we are, getting the volumes from these, whatever rates they have diverted to other transporters. Considering the service level of what other transporters are providing, they are shifting to us gradually.
Right. I was checking on that. That was the next question in terms of, if you would have lost, let's say, 100 tons earlier, how much of that has come back?
No, on the quarter on quarter.
Only 5%, 10%. Okay.
Yeah. On the quarter on quarter basis, actually, the 14% of the tonnage is contributed from the new customers. Okay. And the 12% of the tonnage we lost customers. And there is a 2% improvement from the existing customers in the tonnage. So on account of this, overall, the growth in volume quarter-on-quarter basis is around 4%.
Understood. In terms of the, if I were to look at from a medium-term perspective, how do we internally plan? What kind of growth is what you would be content with or, you know, or not satisfied with? If you could give any sense, is it 15%, is it 10%, is it 5%? How do you look at, you know, when you are planning for the growth or the infrastructure from next 3 or 5 year perspective, what is the growth you're looking at and what is going to, which any particular sector or industry which is going to drive that?
No, basically, you see what's happening now because of this temporary whatever rate rationalization exercise we did from the last year. And because of that, there is a certain variance in the tonnage growth. But otherwise, in the normal scenario, we are expecting to grow at least around 8 to 10% in the volumes going forward. And even in the rate rationalization also, most of the things have been already achieved now. And based on that, actually, we did a 4% tonnage growth in quarter 2. And we are expecting similar growth in quarter 3 and quarter 4 also. So like this, actually, from FY27 onwards, we are expecting that at least around 8 to 10% growth is possible in the volumes.
And you're not looking at, you know, reversing your stance on the pricing soap margins. Have I understood that, sir?
Not necessarily, because we already did 4% growth in Q2, and there will be similar growth in quarter 3 as well, compared to quarter 2 versus quarter 3. And most of the customers are accepting our rate rationalization and continuing business with us.
Right, but at the same time, if I look at the number, what you said, you know, when 11% decline, it also indicates that there is still some inhibition with respect to converting fully to the new price for all the routes.
No, gradually it will happen because we don't want to, you know, initially it's happening. Actually, we are identifying the new customers as well. In the quarter 2 also, around 14% tonnage, Q1 versus Q2, it is from the new customers. It is a substantial number.
Are you talking about 14% QOQ growth or you are talking about 14% of the 2Q volume came from the new, you know, the new customers? What is it exactly you think?
14% came from the new customers.
Okay.
Out of the 4% growth, 14% came from the new customers and 12% we lost from, this is totally lost customers. Around 12%. And 2%
additional
growth from the existing customers.
Yeah. No, I'll call you separately to understand this better, sir. The other question I had, you know, in terms of the, you know, going beyond what we are currently doing, any other sub-segment, like any possibility for us to get into the express business and why not?
No, because express cargo, we cannot start with the existing line of business. And moreover, the express, our service is only different is door pickup, door delivery service, which we are already providing to the customers.
So, which is what I wanted to extend to, you know, given we are already doing for part of our cargo, where we are doing door to door, right?
Yeah.
Why not extend that to a broader scale, larger scale?
Yeah, definitely we are working towards it. And earlier, the door-to-door door delivery service used to contribute hardly around 15-20%. Mm-hmm. Now it has been reached to almost around 40% of our total handling is door-to-door. Mm-hmm. There is a, you know, enough growth what we are achieving even in that segment.
And what is the price difference, like margin difference between the door-to-door and the regular cargo? The
margin will remain same. The only thing is, for door collection and door delivery, we charge extra to the customers.
Understood. And any one-off in other expenses, sir, apart from the sale of the scrap vehicle-related cost?
No, I'm not getting.
In the other expenses in 2Q,
no,
the
loss on scrap of some of the vehicles. The another expenses is increase in some of the professional fees and traveling expenses.
How large is that increase in professional fees and traveling expenses?
Around 4 to 5 crores.
For a quarter, 4 to 5 crores is a fairly large number. Can you help us? What is this professional? Sir?
No, including traveling and professional fees, what I'm saying.
Right. Okay.
Purely on the professional fees, around 2 crore rupees is increased.
Sorry, how much?
2 crores.
Okay, and is that a recurring one or is that one-off now? Like,
no, it is non-recurring. It will not be there in the next quarter.
Understood. And in terms of QOQ, how does it change?
I'm really sorry, but your voice
this is last good. Question. Yeah, can you hear me? Is it better? Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, I just wanted to check the seasonality for our business in terms of what kind of cargo goes in 1Q, 2Q, and 3Q, 4Q. If you could give any broader sense.
See, most of the time, actually, we saw one of Q3 always, some of the highest tonnage what we carry, and because of the some festival seasons in the. And last year it was a exception that Q3 is normally is a good quarter. Otherwise, it's not a substantial variant also. But compared to all four quarters, Q3 always we report some good quarter.
Right. And if you could give the sectoral mix, like how much is agri, how much is garments, textile, in that fashion?
Yeah, textile is again, which is contributing, say, around 16-17%, and the rest comes to the agriculture sector, which is contributing around 11-12% of the total volumes, and remaining pharma, industrial goods, or any commodities, FMCG, all in the range of around 5-6%, more or less, to the total tonnage.
Understood. And any breakup in terms of the large?
Sorry,
but we are unable to hear you. If you can hear us, please respond. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, due to the time constraint, that was the last question for today. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Sunil Lavadi for the closing comments. Thank you and over to you, sir.
Yeah, thank you everyone and for joining the call today. Basically, we wish to concentrate more on our operational excellence going forward, and further we are going to add more and more new customers because that is going to give more volume growth in coming days also. That's what actually we have saw in the quarter two as well. And in quarter two, almost around 14-15% of the volumes actually we achieved on a quarter-on-quarter basis from the new customers. And not only that, actually around some 2-3% growth actually we achieved from the existing customers. Actually, we already disturbed because of some of the rate increase, but again, they came back to us. With this, we are expecting again further, quarter-on-quarter volume growth in the next quarter as well, in Q3 and Q4. And on a full year basis, definitely we are expecting around 4-5% revenue growth on a full year basis with the maintenance of the highest level EBITDA in the industry of around 19%. With this, I wish to conclude this call. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. On behalf of ICICI Securities Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us and you may now disconnect your lines.